If you've ever wanted to go or go back to the literal home of golf, I'd highly recommend you have a guy. For me and many other buddy trippers, Ian McLean is our guy. Ian is the president of Hidden Links Golf and has been at this for many years, making the best buddy trips happen in some of the most incredible destinations. Ian is a regular on this podcast, and I'm delighted to speak with him today about St. Andrews, Scotland, and a slight detour over to Wisconsin. Jump on in for some other inside information and a great chat. Welcoming back Ian McLean, president of Hidden Links and our resident expert for amazing buddy trips to incredible destinations. And you can find out all of that great information about buddy trips to amazing destinations on HiddenLinksGolf.com. That's HiddenLinksGolf.com. So Ian, welcome. Good to chat
Thanks,
with you.
Thanks, Michael. Good to talk to you again. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, definitely. So let's begin as we always do. So this is a little bit of make-believe, but I call you, as I always do anyway, because you did a great trip for me to Ireland a few years ago. But I call you, and I want to do a buddy trip, and we want to play a few times, several times maybe, hang out, soak up some of the atmosphere. And this time I'm calling you, and we want to go to Scotland, and we want to go to Fife. And Fife, maybe people don't recognize that name, but let's just call it the greater metropolis of St. Andrews and all the amazing golf around there. So let's start with what's so great about Fife to begin with as a destination.
When you say Fife, probably most people they're not going to recognize that four-letter word. They're going to understand when you say St. Andrews, Fife. So St. Andrews with the most obvious comments, the home of golf. So probably every golfer's time, they want to make a little patronage trip back to where it all started. So, you know, when it's you and your seven buddies, I think that's where most groups love to start, is parking the bus in St. Andrews for whether it's 4 days or for a week, which is just for a group of guys, Michael, and you know this, it's so turnkey. It's just everything is right there. I think the most notable thing is when you're staying in the town of St. Andrews, you've got three golf courses that are probably at the top of most people's list right there in the town, where you literally walk out of the room of the hotel. I'm pretty sure you've stayed at Russick's before
Yeah.
You're literally falling onto the first tee, which you struggle to find somewhere like that here in the United States. Yes, Pebble Beach probably, yes, but it's not a town. But that's one of the draws. That's one of the beauty of it. And you've got so many world-class golf courses that are close by. And if you start jumping into kind of sample tours, or what we always look to do, Michael, or we start by customizing for what clients want to do. But you're over there for 4 or 5 days in no particular order. You know, the new course and the old course are the two that you're probably going to want, because they're right there in the town. And you've got Carnoustie, which has hosted numerous Opens, which kicks everybody's butt. But everybody wants to go through it at least one time. And then you've got King's Barnes, which hosted the Ladies Open not too many years ago and is on the European Tour schedule and is just probably in the best condition out of any golf course almost in the country. So you've got four courses real quick that you can start with on a very kind of a smaller type of tour.
Yeah, and you don't have to go very far. You mentioned, you know, two in town. King's Barnes is, 10 minutes down the road, and Carnoustie's a nice little drive up the coast. And right there, you've knocked off quite a bit of bucket list. I've heard from people, I've been fortunate enough to play the old course, but as years go on, I've heard that it becomes increasingly tougher and tougher to play the old course. But that's not necessarily the case when you're working with like a Hidden Links, right?
Correct. So there's a couple of different ways to skin the cat, right? So there's different access points to get on the old course. The majority of how people will try and get on there is via what's called the ballot system, which is a lottery system. You find out 2 days in advance if you're going to get on. And we do the work for many of our groups that want to try and play it that way. On the complete opposite side, and again, I'll just kind of keep this short, but on the other side, we're what's called an authorized provider for old course tee times. So if clients would prefer to have a guaranteed tee time, then we can secure that. But again, those don't grow on trees. They move pretty quickly. somebody, you got a group of buddies looking to do this, you've almost got to look at this 18 months in advance if that's the route that you want to go down.
So why would people do the ballot system? If I'm going to fly all the way over there and book my trip and book my hotel, like that's a, for me, I would think a little bit of a risk that if I, this is the reason I go and I want to, you know, knock this bucket list off. Well, why would you try the ballot system? Why wouldn't I just give you a call and do the guaranteed tee time?
Well, certain times, the top of the list, the guaranteed tee times are going to be more expensive than your ballot program in total. And it's going to come with multiple other golf courses. It's just a completely different program compared to the ballot program. The ballot program, to kind of give you everything that you can do that can go into it, if you book, usually the year in advance, if you're signed up as a group to play or try and play via the ballot system, there's what's called a premium advanced application process where, Michael, you could send in an application for you and your seven buddies and you hear 2 months later if you're going to get a guaranteed tee time. That's another avenue that you can try and get a guaranteed tee time. If that doesn't work, yes, you're into what's the ballot program. That is how the majority of people play the old course. It's a very unique situation. The only other golf course is the golf course that is anything similar to this is Bethpage, the black course. You know, it used to be where you used to have to sit in your car and line up to try and play there. The old course is a little different. The ballot system, yes, it can be daunting, but when we walk our clients through it, you know, we're typically going to have our clients there for at least 3 or 4 days, specifically in St. Andrews. Why? Because we want to try the ballot on multiple occasions. So when you're there, you're not just entering the ballot one day and that's it and you're done. We're probably setting your tour up for 3, 4, maybe even sometimes 5 days to try and get you out on the ballot. So when you've got other tee times that we've got booked for you, for argument's sake, on the new course, we're still entering you into the ballot on that day. And if you're successful, we move around the new course tee time to the following day or the next day. That's how that works. And then if the ballot doesn't work, you go, well, okay, if I tried it for 2 or 3 days and I didn't get out, am I, you know, is that me done? Am I out of luck? No. You can still do what's called the walk-up policy, which is for pure single golfers, because single golfers are not allowed to enter the ballot system. So the ballot doesn't work for 3 days. You could choose to stand in line and visit with a starter, and he would try and get you paired up. Again, you can't put a guaranteed stamp on that, Michael, but that's how singles try and play the old course. And yeah, it can be daunting for some, but all we try and do and can do is be very transparent about the process. And let the clients pick. And sometimes budget will dictate that. Clients who have been over there before and maybe played it on a guarantee one time, the next time they go back, they're happy to try the ballot because they understand the process.
Great, great tips. And it seems from the, you know, from the outside to be incredibly complex and dynamic, and, you know, having a partner who can walk you in a variety of ways is very, very helpful. I've done that. And you don't want to go on vacation, especially golf vacation, and stress about things. So anyway, so back to staying in St. Andrews. So we've got a few of the courses that you just listed. What are some others that, you know, people may not be able to tick off just off the top of their head, or may have not heard their friends talk about when they come back from Scotland, specifically in that area?
Yeah, well, hopefully in a couple of weeks' time, you'll have something to report back, right?
I will.
You can go new and old, right? So there's a new, I say new golf course, Dumbarney is basically the newest kid on the block. So it opened up in theory last year, but that was really in the height of the pandemic. So where clients that we had booked to head over there and visit never got the chance. And so they never got the chance this year. So it's, you know, you really had more locals play Dumbarney this year, but the reports have been absolutely outstanding, absolutely fantastic. So I've been over there and walked a couple of holes a couple of years back, but it looks fantastic. So that is the newest one on the block where we will have a lot of repeat clients coming back, and they purely want to go over because this is a golf course that they've never played before. So that is another one that is very easy to add on, and you're only going to be 20, 25 minutes drive from St. Andrews. So again, this is for whether you're couples or guys, it's just very, very turnkey. Another couple of great golf courses that are not too far away from St Andrews are Crail and Ely. Crail and Ely will be shorter than your likes of Carnoustie and King's Barnes. These are not Open Championship venues, but they're great, great links golf courses. And again, they're only 15, 20 minutes drive from St Andrews, and they're old school. Ely is where James Braid was designed. So if we've got any geeky golf course architects out there, and I'll probably stick my hand in the air. I'm not the architect, just the golf geek. But it's a great, great golf course. I may be somewhat biased because I'm still a member, but it's a great locals golf course. No par fives, arguably the best greens that's in the local area. And it's, from our clients' perspective, they love playing these courses that are just, you can't, hidden gems is maybe not the right term, but these courses where there's more locals playing and it's not always visitors. And they love that experience where they can get out, play, they see all these locals there, they can go to the local pub afterwards. And that's, you know, tea times are one thing, but when you start looking at what you have, the lasting memories and what you really enjoyed with your buddies, those are the things that last.
Without a doubt. And that's one of the things we consistently talk about on this show is, you know, what happens on these buddy trips that, you know, really, you know, cement and extend these friendships. I mean, nothing really proves that out than traveling with somebody and, you know, bonds that are created. And so without a doubt, people who go over, especially for the first time, want to be able to, you know, get that trophy course, get that old course and that Carnoustie and be able to come back with the merchandise and brag to their friends. But I think what they really figure out is when they go to the Crails or the Elys, they see what it is to almost be it through a local's eyes. And yeah, maybe hidden gems isn't the right word because you can find them certainly on a map. But what you get that experience is so different. And by the way, you really find out that, you know, length can be a bit overrated. You know, don't let length be the determination about what courses you play, because you can have a lot of fun, especially if you're into creative shot making. So in the town of St. Andrews, there's plenty of accommodation, right? There's, you can go high end, you can go mid range, you can go, you know, B&B, all sorts of things. And it's a university town. So during the school year, it's maybe even the summer, it's quite vibrant with pubs and shops and stuff. Things to do, other things to do if you're not playing 36 and you're not crazy, you know, keen golfer.
Yeah, I think just to touch on your accommodation point, I think that's one of the most important things about this when you're looking at the buddy's trip, where you're walking outside, whether you're a bed and breakfast or 4 or 5 star hotel, you're walking to the Dunvegan pub, you know, you're walking to the Criterion, you're walking to, you know, some great restaurants. You're not having to get in a vehicle. It's just everything's right there in front of you. But if you're looking for other things to do, I mean, the university itself is something that you can go up and walk around. You've got the ruins at the top of the town that a lot of people will take in and enjoy. And you've got two main streets in St. Andrews that you can enjoy shopping if you've got to bring some gifts home for the significant other. And it's also home to the golf museum that's just right behind the R&A building, which is a great couple of hours if you've got the time. We highly recommend taking in the museum if you can. Not to go too further afield, I think something that is synonymous with Scotland, and if you're not going all the way to the Highlands to take in some of the distilleries, you've got one a lot closer, which is just out at the entrance at King's Barnes, called King's Barnes Distillery. So for those visitors that want to take in a distillery, do a tour, again, it's a great little time, and you're only 15 minutes away from the town. So there's more than a couple of things to do outside of golf. So whether you're that group that likes to play 36 holes a day every day for 3 or 4 days, or you want 18 holes a day and you want to take in some of the sights and there's more than a few to do.
One of my favorite things to do there is the putting course, the Himalayas, which you know, several destination resorts, Bandon and Pinehurst and Streamsong, have kind of introduced their own massive green putting course, but nothing compares to the Himalayas there, right at St. Andrews. And then go get a few pints at the Jigger Inn, which is adjacent to the hotel there, and just a phenomenal little spot, unlike anything in the world. It's just a great kind of afternoon after a morning of golf and a nice lunch to be able to do those two things.
Yeah,
the putting course is significantly underrated. It is a ton of fun.
It's great. It's good. It's good. It's I don't tend to win the money when I go over there, but yeah, it's
Well,
just
be
go down
careful.
and
There's
have a great
some
time.
of the more advanced in age town ladies I see out there, and they're quite good
Oh,
at that. And I think they have a putting club as well, don't they?
they have a putty absolute, they have a putting club, and yeah, the I guess practice makes perfect, right, Michael?
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, before we go, that's an exceptional thing. Again, I highly recommend it. And if you check it out on hiddenlinks.com, Ian's company, they can make everything so easy for you. You can see all of what we've been talking about. We'll put the link in the notes for the program. But before we go, next week's a big week, and clearly I'm American. You're living in America now, but obviously Scottish and a Brit. So I'm not going to ask you for predictions. We want to end on a good note here, but you guys do a ton in the area in Wisconsin with Kohler and Aaron and Sand Valley and stuff. So I want to get your opinion on a couple things.
Okay.
One, let's talk about the golf with Ryder Cup. Will Whistling Straits prove to be an advantage for the Euros or the Americans? Where do you net out on that personally?
Such a big golf course. Probably the best set of par threes I've played. Just magnificent, I think. If it's benign conditions and you're not seeing too much wind, which you don't always get off Lake Michigan, I can see this probably playing into the hands of the Americans a little bit more than the Europeans. If the weather comes into play, that might help the Europeans out a little bit more. But it's certainly big off the tee. But wow, you better be good from the fairway in, because those green complexes are unbelievable.
Good. Well, you know it. You've been there,
Yeah.
and you guys are doing a ton there. You're doing trips there, so it's despite the accent, it's not exclusively a UK, Ireland, and international destination company. Let's talk a little bit about Wisconsin, which, having grown up in Northern Illinois and only 45 minutes from the state line, was never really this magical golfing destination. And what it has turned into. What,
Yeah.
we're gonna go out there. I mean, we should do a proper conversation on this at some point, but just the quick highlights, like if we're thinking about next year and staying domestic, let's talk
It's
about Wisconsin for a little bit.
yeah, I mean it's remarkable what they've done up there, and I think, we're always looking at things from a company perspective that have synergy with what we stand for, which is really selling links, tours to Lynx Golf and the home of golf and where it came from. And that's the United Kingdom and Ireland. And when you start looking at Wisconsin, is there anything domestic that can play off of that? When you look at Whistling Straits, okay, you're not by the ocean, but you're by the water. And you see that, and you can see the wind. If you look at the Whistling Straits logo, I mean, you can see you're just sitting there blowing wind at you. So that one ticks the box. You look at Erin Hills, which, how often can you look at a public facility that's hosted the US Open, and how often can you play a Ryder Cup venue and a US Open venue on the same golf trip? It's tough to find those two and tick those boxes. And I think that's a lot of golfers can have the wow, I can go play some of those courses where the pros play. And then you add in Sand Valley, which is I mean, you've got two courses up there now, plus the par three course. I don't know if you had a chance to get there, Michael. But this is Mr. Kaiser, who, same gentleman that built Bandon Dunes, has, you build it and they will come, like the Field of Dreams. But you've got two golf courses at Sand Valley, which are, it's all sand-based soil. So the golf course is there, and you're like, well, why look at that, Ian? It's very similar to golf in and around the London area in England, which is sand-based heathland golf. And you go up and you play Sand Valley and Mammoth Dunes, they're just unbelievable. Two great courses. Sand Valley is Cord Crenshaw design, and then you've got Kidd, who did Mammoth Dunes, who built Bandon Dunes. So two great golf courses. All of a sudden, you've got a tour, Michael, where you can stay at two or three different locations, and you've got easily 4/5 or 6 courses, so you can get either a very long weekend out of this or something a little bit longer as well.
Would you throw Lawsonia in there?
We have,
Yeah, that's from a former guest on the podcast talked that he did a Midwestern trip and raved about Lawsonia, which is I think probably on the way between Milwaukee or between Kohler and Sand Valley. So a little fuzzy on my Wisconsin geography lately. One thing we didn't mention is one of the best aspects of these trips, especially if you're having to travel around, are the coaches, right? Yes, certainly people can, you know, rent a van and drive themselves, but we have a ball with eight guys on one of your chauffeured coaches, and it takes all the worry out of it. You can play cards, you can have a laugh, you know, have a beverage that the local authorities approve of in the coach, and have a great time. That exists when you go to Wisconsin. You guys do that as well? You brought that over from Ireland?
Yeah, it can, Michael. Yes. So once you start getting into that past a group of four, and you want to keep your group together when you're traveling from point to point, it's a great thing to do. As you said, you kick back, relax, have a drink, play cards, check out the scorecards and settle the bets. So it's a great thing to do if people do not want to drive. I think it's certainly something that we do in the United Kingdom a lot more, because we're all driving on the other side of the road, and to keep it a vacation and not work. It's great when we can sit there and try and we're always recommending it, right? If we can keep people in vehicles, whether it's a full-time coach and a driver, or we offer something called private transfers, which is a little bit less thrills and spills, but still transfers you from point to point, and you don't have to worry about the driving. It's great. Yeah, so we do that in Wisconsin as well, but the majority of people in Wisconsin, if they are traveling domestic, will still probably look at a car rental option, but once we get to those larger groups, the 10s, 12s, and 16s, then we do try and kick in more with the coach and driver.
Yeah, you definitely want to keep that group together. Absolutely. Ian, this has been fantastic. I wish you all the luck next week with the Ryder Cup. I think your side may need it.
Well, I'm a U.S. citizen now, Michael. So,
you can alternate. Pick.
Absolutely.
You're going to be a winner no matter what, right?
I'm a win-win situation. Absolutely.
Thanks again. Thanks for all your support. Again, it's Hidden Links, Ian McLean, back again with us talking about amazing destinations. And I look forward to a future episode with you, Ian. And I will report back on Dumbarney and let you know how it goes.
I look forward to it and appreciate the time as always. Yeah, safe travels to you.
Thank you. Always fun having the great Ian McLean with us. Check back regularly as we'll be discussing the merits of two different destinations in Ireland on an upcoming episode. Thanks for listening, and please check us out at golfbuddiesontour.com for more information, news, and tips on your next buddy trip.